And on the line now, I have Ben Hendrickson from Aintus. Good afternoon, Ben.
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
Listen, thanks very much for taking the call. We're going to talk about an adult education festival that's coming up shortly. But will you just tell the listeners about Aintus first?
Sure. Thanks for having me on and giving me the chance to talk about Aintus and the Adult Learners Festival. So Aintus, we're the National Adult Learning Organization. So we're based in Dublin, but we're across country, actually really across Ireland, organization with members in all counties in the country. And we advocate for a better adult learning system. So an adult learning system that's inclusive, that allows people to participate in learning throughout their life, regardless of what their experience was when they were younger, regardless of what their Leaving Cert results were, regardless of if they're retired now. And that's really what we do as an organization, is make sure that there's a system and a culture in the country and on the island generally, because we work with partners up north as well, in order to make sure that everybody has the chance to learn throughout their life. And then with that, we host a weekly festival every year. So that's coming up next week at the first week of March, and that's the Adult Learners Festival. And with that, we encourage organizations across the country to host different events. So we have regional events going on. We have over 200 registered this year in every county in the country. And through that, we're able to create a feeling and an openness to adult learning. And then, you know, our two big events related to that are the Star Awards, and then we also host a Policy Day on the Friday. So the Star Awards will be hosted this coming Monday, and that'll really highlight the best of adult learning in the country. And then the Friday is for policy nerds like myself, and it really gets into sort of the government policy questions around, you know, how do we create that inclusive learning society that we're talking about.
Yeah, the Star Awards there that you mentioned, is that for projects rather than people?
So, well, yes and no. So, I mean, the awards themselves highlight the best in adult education of organizations and projects around the country. But as part of that application, when organizations are receiving their nominations, it's really about, you know, one of the key elements of that and something we highlight at the Star Awards is, what's the impact on learners themselves? So what's the impact on people? And, you know, as part of that application, we ask the organizations who are being nominated to highlight a learner voice themselves, so to highlight what are learners saying about the program and the organization. And then at the festival, during the festival and at the Star Awards as well, we create videos of all the organizations. So when there was judging a few weeks back, so we have a very rigorous and, you know, hidden judging system, so that organizations know that it's a very fair system. And as part of that, we get them to create videos as well, where we have the learners from these organizations speak about their experience and why they went back to these organizations and what makes them proud and, you know, able to engage in education through these organizations. And we then show these videos at the Star Awards, so they'll all be shown next Monday. And then it's also a great resource for the organizations themselves to be able to use in their own advertising in their own communities. So it's sort of that win-win of us being able to highlight the best of what's going on in the country, and then afterwards the organizations being able to use the voice of the learners who they work with to be able to reach out to new people.
Yeah, and the theme for this year's festival is Learning for Life.
That's right. And so the focus of that, I mean, when you get back to that question of policy and, you know, the real focus of the European Union and the Irish government, and it's, you know, worldwide really now, is lifelong learning, the idea of learning from cradle to grave. And for us, you know, we're an adult learning organization, so we do focus on the adult learning side of that equation. But for us, it's about making sure that, you know, often in terms of the way that government focuses on education, and for understandable, obvious reasons, the focus is always on children. And in terms of policy and funding, that is the primary focus of education. But as we all know, we've all been hearing it for decades now, you know, the economy is changing at a rapid, rapid pace. So from a strictly economic economy side of the question, we need to be investing in adult education. But beyond that, there's also the democratic questions, there's the environmental questions, there's the social questions about how do we create a society and a place that we all want to live in long term, where we're all learning new things about each other. You know, as immigration is increasing in Ireland, as you can tell by my voice, I'm an immigrant myself. you know, and as we're creating that society where we create a world where we all want to, you know, live on this island together, and we can, you know, understand and appreciate those different aspects of learning. So yes, it's about sort of that nuts and bolts economic questions, but it's also about how do we create communities like that, you know, around yourselves in North Dublin, where people can relate to each other and create a space where they're learning together. So, I mean, there's a real breadth of the types of organizations and the categories of organizations that we're involved in through the Star Awards. And, you know, the categories themselves focus on things from, like I said, that sustainable employment side of things. But the other categories relate to social inclusion, health and well-being, and third-level access. So, you know, it sort of spans that whole system from, you know, health, you know, your health and well-being of your mind, to access to third-level education, to employment. And that really shows the breadth of adult education.
Yeah, and sometimes returning to education for an adult can be a bit daunting.
Yeah.
But it can be also a great experience, not only the educational end of it, but you're meeting new people and... like education, it's not just reading, writing, maths anymore. They're just
no
skills.
It's not. And I mean, you know, there is, of course, there are the reading, writing, and maths that, you know, some people are interested in. But there's, you know, and some people, you know, they want to learn for their own experience and understanding. But there's also the fact that, you know, education should be about creating those new social links. And that's something that we really try and highlight. And I mean, you know, often back to sort of the full breadth of things, people will often call us through our One Step Up referral desk, which I can talk about a little bit later, but that's onestepup.ie, and we also have a phone number you can call. And people will call us and say, you know, I want to go back into my leaving cert because they want to go back to education for employment. And something that a lot of people don't realize is that if they're a mature student, they probably don't need to get their leaving cert in order to go progress on to education. So that's something that, you know, is a real hindrance for a lot of people from an employment perspective. If they're looking to upskill or reskill or go back to school, and they think that they have to do this daunting leaving cert that maybe they didn't do well on the first time in their life, and they don't realize that, well, they can actually find a different route. Or, you know, from that social inclusion side of things, where it's not about a job at all, it's about, you know, going back and meeting new people. And that's something that we really try and highlight, because it is daunting, as you said, to go back to education. But if people focus on, you know, why do they want to go back? A lot of times people want to go back because they want to meet some new people. They might want to learn a new skill or a new hobby. They might want to be able to just participate in their community more generally. Maybe they've been wanting to go to their community center, but they haven't known why. And that's a really good reason to go back to education. And then this, I guess, where I can talk about One Step Up. So we have a One Step Up information referral service, and that's at onestepup.ie, or you can call a phone number. And so if your listeners have a pen and paper, it's 1-800-303-669. So that's 1-800-303-669. And I have a colleague, Sam, who would be happy to talk to you. But people can go and find out about free events that are going on next week during that Adult Learners Festival. So this is those 200 events across the country I was talking about. And there's about 70 events going on in Dublin alone.
Yeah.
So for your listeners. And that's somewhere where people can go and, you know, go and introduce themselves at an open day and just kind of get a taste for what's going on in their community. And that's a real good chance to kind of go, okay, maybe I've been interested in going back, but I'm not really sure where to start. Well, here's the chance to sort of, you know, open the door, put your foot in, just have a conversation. There's no obligation, so you can just sort of get a taste for what's going on.
Yeah, and returning to education, it can be a huge confidence boost as well.
Mm, absolutely.
Now, I'm looking here as well, you're having a Women's Day breakfast, that's for National Women's Day. And I know that a lot of women going back left employment to raise their families, and now they find themselves with lots of time because the family is raised. And as I said earlier, it could be a bit of a daunting step to go back into education. What advice would you give to someone in that situation?
Well, I mean, so that was last year we hosted, you know, when I talk about our policy day that we're hosting on the Friday of next week, last year we hosted the policy day that we hosted really focused on community education and the benefit of community education on the lives of women. It was specifically for that because it was around International Women's Day. It was on International Women's Day last year. And what I can say about that, I mean, I kind of feel foolish as a man talking about International Women's Day and what women should be doing, because that's not really my place. And yet at the same time, you know, what I would say is that's the beauty of community education across the country. There are hundreds of organizations in every community, in every town, in every city in this country. And if you are, you know, have been out of the workforce or have been out of, you know, volunteering, etc., for a few years because you've either been raising your family or whatever other reason, it could be you're taking care of your parents or, you know, you've had to leave work for mental health reasons or whatever it is, go back, take advantage of these organizations that are in your community. A lot of these organizations are receiving different government funding, philanthropic funding, and, you know, they want to be there for you. They, all of these little community education organizations around the country, they have been created and exist, like Near FM as a charitable radio organization in North Dublin, because organizations have seen a hole in their community, a gap in a service in their community, and they've wanted to fill it. So they're there for you. They're there and exist in order to make your opportunities and your education experience better. So go out and take advantage of that.
Now, we mentioned there's lots going on nationally. Where is this information available? Could you tell the listeners again?
Absolutely. So again, it's at onestepup.ie. So it's full, you know, spelled out onestepup.ie. So if you're, you know, your computer skills are up to speed, that's where I'd say you'll find the easiest way of accessing all the information that we have. And there's a calendar of events there, and you can look at a map of the country. So if you you open that up on onestepup.ie, you'll see a map of Ireland, and you can click in on Dublin and then really focus in on the north side of Dublin near where you guys are located. And then you can also, if you're not comfortable with that or you want to have a more personal touch, you can also call the One Step Up helpline, which is 1-800-303-669. So that's 1-800-303-669. And my colleague Sam would be happy to talk to you about what's going on in your area or about what other opportunities are around. So you can call that number or go on that website both next week, but also if, you know, next week's busy, you can do that 2 weeks from now, 3 weeks from now, and see what's going on or see what opportunities are available near you.
Okay, and once again, that's onestepup.ie, and the telephone number is 1-800-303-669.
You got it.
Is there anything now you'd like to add, Ben?
I think the biggest thing that I'd like to add is, you know, next week we have a single week to focus on adult learners, and we focus on that Adult Learner Festival 1 week a year where we really make it the focus of our work. But we as an organization have existed for 50 years. We have over 400 members across the island. We're here to advocate on behalf of adult learners, and we hope that all of your listeners out there, whether they are currently in education, have been in education, or are thinking about going back, to make it part of their life so that they do learn for life, as our saying is this year, and that you bring it not just to yourself, but to your family and your community.
Yes, and I'm looking here at some of the free events. Taster sessions. What's a taster session, Ben?
That's a taster session is just something that an organization has put together so that it literally is, like I said, that opportunity where somebody can crack a door open. They're not really sure. They just kind of want to get a feel for what's available around them, what's available in the community in terms of courses. So take advantage of, get a taste of it, you know, just get a little feel for it.
And that website as well, workshops can publicize their events for free as well.
That's right. So there's over 200 events, and that's ETBs are posting events, but also community groups, libraries, it's local enterprise office week next week too. So there's local enterprise events. So there's all sorts of different sites up there. It's free to post on One Step Up. The only requirement to post on that website is that the event is free and open to everybody.
Okay, Ben, listen, thanks very much for all that information. And once again, it's onestepup.ie or 1-800-303-669.
Thanks very much for your time and giving me the chance to talk about the Adult Learners Festival.
Well, thank you very much for taking the call. Thank you.
All the best. Bye-bye.
Okay, that was Ben Hendrickson there from Aintis. And get involved there. Go on to onestepup.ie and find out what's going on and find something you're interested in and contact Aintis.